Hello. Good afternoon. On behalf of Mrs. Shaheen Susan, she missed the flight and there is other things. So she just called me this early morning to come forward on behalf of her. So today she will, I'm supposed to give a speech about innovation perspective of arid land agriculture, mainly about essential oil and the plant and its effect for healthy and sustainable future. It's a part of her PhD program. And where are we coming from? We come from arid and semi-arid with mainly very rare the green cover and the desert. And in the way to dealing with that, any land, arid land agriculture system was always challenging and have very critical topics in meaning of the social or in economics and also in an agri ecosystem. It's obviously the harsh environment, climatological conditions are severe with the limitation, especially with the high wind and temperature, sun exposure and low and participation in the rainfall, limit with the fresh water and poor in soil nutrition. So these are all the challenge. Give us like some time. There is, we call them, it's like a treasure. It's a small number of, it's not dominated species in the desert, but they have hidden treasure in the as a germplasm. Severe environment condition has forced special plant to produce sometime we call medicinal phytochemicals to as a one of their defense mechanisms. They can sometime that need to explore and to investigate to in depth. Okay, and we find sometime in the history or to the end of future, they as a hidden trigger, they we can get sometime great profits for the country and for the people, and been used and utilized long time ago. Mainly the organic component, volatile, is characterized by a strong aroma and interaction between the hundreds of components belong to turbulence photochemical group produced in the plant. As most of them, they are secondary metabolism acting as defense. So we are here shooting for kind of very rare and very limited number of species with very high value as a thing. Essential oil application being have deep and mostly in traditional medicine long time in the region. It's been used as infection, as a treat, and around the globe and the global for centuries ago. Traditional practice, sometimes we are figured out there is a lack of scientific knowledge. It's all we call it is mainly the oral or verbal kind of nurse, scientific knowledge. Thus we have to extremely investigate significantly, we'd like to approve it. And there is a good chance for room for most of them for the patent, especially with essential oil. It's very small in amount in the plant, with sometimes less than 5 of their dire matter. These expensive compound could be, we can extract them in the root, leaves, sometimes branches, flower, and the fruit. And again, they are part of this kind of part of the world. Recently, more attention has been given to essential oil due to the significant resources, especially in the phytochemicals, wide range of potential, especially in the food and pharmacology and fragrance, and a kind of new business in osmotic or the organic osmotic business. They are non-toxic or phytotoxic compared with others, safe, easy to composition, and environmentally friendly. Essential oil may be naturally very part of their same sometime plant. and even between species, they are there are many environmental factors which play a very important, significant role in the quantity and quality of their production, especially the soil and the cultivation itself, climatic condition, harvesting, sometime ecozone or the time of raining. As we found later on, in commercial, it's a good scientific knowledge and profitable condition, and that is responsible for best quality center of yield. The objective, to announce a new vision of dealing with that arid land agriculture, all we're dealing with in the field. Now we have to back to the desert and see what we have there. And we like to screen all these native plant. And sometimes native plant, sometimes there's an issue with reputation for the forage and for ornamental species. They sometimes own a lot of main resources for essential oil bearing plant from sustainability perspective, because we own the species. Also, we also have that kind of the gene or the bank, the seed bank in the desert. The case study is the UAE, United Arab Emirates. That's our country. We add the extra pressure on the arid land and the vast for consuming already very limited resources. And we found that in, the government start to ban or stop any project which consume a lot of water, any project in the landscape, rangeland or forage. So we have to back, as I said before, back to our backyard, which is a desert. Sorry. So we have to look after what we have already in the desert, how we can dealing with all arid and natural and sustainable biomedical factors. So we have to screen and to find if we have environmental value, cultivated under severe, available climatological condition, minimum requirement of environmental input. So we have to be more sustained, less to come up with kind of sound friendly, environmentally friendly kind of practice. So, and if we have like utilized it as land cover or landscape kind of cultivar, beside if we can also extract the essential oil from these native plant. So therefore we consider perfect option for landscaping and urbanization project in the arid region. Economical value, there is discovering a new chemotype under the arid and climatological condition. Also, we are requested to extract the component could be have a wide of industrial application, just limit in all sort of medicine, cosmetic, and there we sure there is a room for patent in these kind of component, fragments, food, pesticide industry. So any investment in this could be bring back a great profit and unlimited cash. That's for the we wish for, or Susan wishes for the country. Social value, we know that in the future and in the past, with such as can be used in traditional medicine. And that picture from with a little boy with a Bedouin lady, she's started using some of these traditional, and most of these can treat them for kidneys, stomach pain, and the others, just name it, there are strong relation between what exists between local, and there is a link with even today, with that all, the modernization and in the UAE and in Dubai, most of the local, when the time they like to go and cruising in the desert and collecting some of these native plants, and they start to extract these kind of oil. Location, we are a small country in the Middle East, in the southern part of Arabian Peninsula. We have two coasts in the Gulf of Oman and the Arabian Gulf. Climate, as we said, in the winter, in the summer, about average 46 degrees, and very high humid on the Caspian land, the winter is about 25 to 30 Celsius degree. Although there is evaporation rate which is high, and precipitation or the rainfall is below, and annual sometimes less than like 160 millimeter. UAE, you can say, is mainly sandy soil, which is have very high in water permeability rate, low in water holding capacity, low in water moisture content, very poor, almost nothing there, nutrients content or availability, and also very low in fertility rate. Susan, what she said, she already screening that in seed. She visited several seed bank, gene bank in UAE and in the region. She visited that, the website, and she collected all the review, and she started to screen and declare. She found that 700 to 750 screen indigenous, which is the native plant, or the naturalized, being moved to UAE or naturalized to UAE in the last 40 or 50 years. And there she found 135 of them. They are essential oil bearing plants. They can produce seed. And at least because we easy to handle the seed or the seed between under your concept, at least 18 almost to 20% of these indigenous or native plant are naturalized or naturalized UAE are essential oil plant, and that's room for improvement or potential for extracting that kind of oil. And from there, it's highly expected baseline for result to be underestimated. Focus in arid land and agriculture and sustainable of biomedical factories were three reasons driving us: the environment, economic, and social. Economic, we don't have other option actually. It's kind of renewable resource and perfect adaptation for how they are. We are sharing with these plant in the land since 1,000 years, so let's have some benefit. If there is perfect adaptation for the environment, economic, wide industrial application, and we know, we sure there is, and discovery of new therapeutic kind of chemicals. Socially, we know all this information, but we need to record or have come archiving all this. First announced result for us, and we find that strong effort to have to done in the arid state of that direction. Finally, this reference, and also I like to thank Dr. Ali Al-Mazouki, also he's of our committee member in College of Engineering, and he worked in us to extract this kind of oil, and sometimes it took a lot of time and energy. That's a part of her review system. If any contact, if somebody are interested, that's Susan. She's working in our lab in UAE University, not Arab University. Thank you. Thank you.